could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Declan Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Dr. Katie Meyer.
Here to answer your medical questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced today here at the farm by Lexi Lapp, and the show is brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cats than with the special treat. And voted the best cat treat by People Magazine, you won't find better than Lickin' Lap by Vitacraft, a healthy five-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats will fall in love with. You can get it at Vitacraft.us, Walmart.com, or you can find it in your pet stores. Also, good pet food, supplements, and treats, giving your dog a healthier life. You can enter the promo code PETS in the promo box to get 10% off at goodpetsfoods.com. And I'm very proud to say and very happy to say that the number one stain and odor remover out there, SCOE 10X, is back with Talkin' Pets. And I can guarantee you it's the only one that actually works out there. Pick up the phone and give us a call. We got a special guest joining us as well. We'll be talking with her in just a minute.
For those who fancy coloring books, as certain people do, here's a new one for you. A most unusual coloring book, the kind you never see. Ready, very well, begin to color me.
Camilla Di Arrico is a world-renowned painter, well known for her melting rainbow, big-eyed girl oil paintings, which have made her a hit in the international pop surrealism movement. She is the author of Pop Manga Cute and Creepy Coloring Book, Pop Manga Drawing, Pop Manga Mermaids and Other Sea Creatures, Pop Manga Coloring Book, Pop Painting, Pop Manga Dragons and Other Magically Mythical Creatures. The Pop Manga Sketchbook, Best of Pop Manga Coloring Book, and Pop Manga Beauties and Beasties Coloring Book, and Pop Manga, which she co-owned with award-winning writer and director Stephen W. Martin. She has worked with Dark Horse Comics, Image Comics, Hasbro, Disney, Sanrio, and created her own cult sensation properties, Tan Popo and Helmet Girls. I want to welcome on to the program right now, Camilla Di Arrico. Hi, Camilla. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Great. It's great to have you on. Right off the bat, I want to introduce you to Dr. Katie Meyer and Lexi.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. How are you doing?
Great.
So, I got to say, I've got several questions for you on the coloring book, okay, which is absolutely amazing, by the way. You know, the weird part is it makes me not want to color in it unless I'm an expert color book person because the drawings are amazing.
Oh, thank you. You know what? You're not the first person to say that. I have so many people who come up to me and they're like, I don't want to color in it. Like, it's just so pretty. And I say, you know what? That's fine. It doubles as an art book too, but it is, yeah, I just love putting in such detail and cuteness into the pages. So yeah, I mean, feel free to color though. You can't go wrong. That's how also the rule is.
My daughter's going to freak out over this. She's five, and she loves everything that's in this book.
Yeah, no, I thought about you.
She's going to freak out. I'm going to bring this home, and she's going to be like, oh, my gosh, thank you.
I know.
So my question...
My
question is for Lexi, though, is your daughter going to color within the lines?
She's actually pretty good. I'm not going to lie. She's pretty good at drawing. Not perfect, but I'll send you some pictures, John, when she's done.
I'll be curious. I want to see.
That'd be awesome.
So how long did it... I mean, you've got many books, as I read at the beginning. You're quite popular and quite famous, by the way. But this book is just hands down gorgeous. I mean...
The Catitude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pop Manga Catitude coloring book. The cover itself, I like the idea. Was that your idea to have colored characters on it, as well as your just plain drawings? Because that's a cool idea.
Yeah, well, because I want people to be able to see the possibilities, you know? So if I give them a little teaser of how I would color, then they might just be like more inclined to actually go for it, you know? It's not as intimidating as like just a blank page and not knowing where to start from. So I definitely wanted to have that cool look on the cover. And I do have a little Easter egg, though. The cover has my cat, Smithers. And on the back is my cat, Jabba the Fluff.
Okay, so the one in the back actually going, and if you're watching us on Facebook Live right now at Talkin' Pets Radio, you'll see the cover of the book because I'm holding it up. But... Mm-hmm. I would imagine your cat's the one grabbing at the bee. And
that's right. That's Smithers.
The other one, I'm going to take a shot at it.
Okay.
But is it the one that looks angry?
Yeah, Jabba either has resting hiss face or she's sleeping. So she's actually the one taking a nap on the box.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But she's usually the grumpier of the two. For sure.
I mean, I got to ask you, I mean, first off, your background as a painter and an artist, how long, when did you start this?
So I started, my journey started not in like the painting portion, in gallery work. That started in 2004 when I just started showing in a gallery in Vancouver. But before then, I'd actually been doing comic books for an independent comic book company called Committed Comics in Seattle since 1999. And, it's funny because, the artistic journey it just changes. You never know what the universe is going to give you or direction it's going to put you in. So I was doing paintings for a long time. And because of my comic book history, I had done a book, Pop Manga, and that was to teach people how to draw manga and anime. And then from there, the coloring books kind of happened. And that was during the pandemic, which the timing was great because we all needed something to do. And, I grew up with coloring books and it just seemed like a really great fit and a really fun, unique kind of book where it wasn't just a bunch of patterns that a lot of coloring books had or like flowers or stuff like that. I wanted to tap into that kind of fun, like inner child whimsy and bring coloring books back to us, like millennial Gen X's that we grew up with it, and then also bring it to the new generation, which didn't necessarily always do coloring, right? Like physically, they were always doing on their like digitally. So it's been a really interesting journey to see my art kind of evolve into these really whimsical coloring books.
You know, the detail in your drawings is just absolutely amazing. I'm looking in the middle, maybe towards the end of the book, where there's a cattery, the cat play thing, and the cats are all over it. Your detail is just astounding. And I mean, if I'm going to color in this, I'm going to be try to be as good as I can be. But I'm a cat person. I got three rescue cats, and they mean the world to me. But don't go away. Yeah. We got to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to continue on and talk more. We're speaking with Camilla DiRico, and during the break, we want to give one away. So if you call Sydney, our producer at the network, at 818-818-6401, we're going to give you a copy of the book. So call. You definitely want it. It's a beautiful book. 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
Black and white. red and green, pink and purple, you know what I mean.
Listening to Talkin' Pets, I'm John Patch.
Dr. Katie Meyer.
I'm Lexi Adams.
And by the way, congratulations to Darlene in Coos Bay, Oregon. You're getting a complimentary copy of the book from Camilla. And we're going to give another one away. So another call comes in, say, well, we'll let Sydney pick whatever line she wants to pick. So just call 818-818-6401 and you'll win a complimentary copy of the book, Pop Manga Catitude Coloring Book, by Camilla. Am I saying this right, Camilla DiRico?
Well, it's a little, no, it's a Camilla DiRico. So my family's Italian. So we've got, I'm not even pronouncing it. I should be rolling my R's, you know?
No, I can't. I always try to roll my R's. I can't do that. Oh, my tongue doesn't work that way.
It's exhausting.
But it's Camilla DiRico.
Camilla. Yeah, DiRico.
I'll get it right next year. Don't worry. So I got to ask you, who's the publisher on this book?
Oh, that's 10 Speed, Random House. So it's they're an amazing publisher to work with. Just so excited about all the crazy art I give them and the titles. They're just, they're one of those publishers. My editors are great. They're just like, how do I put it? They let me do what I want with the art. They're like, go have some fun. And I give them these crazy cats. And they're loving it.
That's cool, because a lot of people, I mean, a lot of publishers don't give you, they're picking out mostly everything, or they want to anyway. But with your background, I would imagine they give you a little bit more carte blanche. But why did you add Pop Manga Catitude to all of your stuff?
So I'm part of the Pop Surrealist movement, which is a really interesting contemporary movement that's happening right now. But my art is manga, so it's like the Japanese style. So when we were creating the book, Pop Manga, like this drawing book, how do you explain that? Because my art's not just simply manga, it's also surreal and it's pop culture. So we came up with the title Pop Manga, and that was, oh my gosh, 15 years ago? I don't even know. I've actually lost track of time. But we kind of stuck with it, and it's become a brand of mine now.
That's pretty cool. And So how many pages are in this book, the coloring book?
There's 80 pages.
Okay. 80 pages?
Wow, that's a lot of pictures to color.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, so many, but they're so fun. I love the spread where it's like the cats that are amongst the strawberries. And you've got this one cat that's just like crashed out and his tongue is out. It's just, there's, I tried to make it as fun and ridiculous as possible, because anyone who owns a cat knows that they have catitude, like every cat you have, you know?
Oh, yeah. Hands down. Mm-hmm. I got three attitudes in this house, and it's one's black, one's white, and one's multicolored. So. But I love them to death.
Did you say where you can get them? Because I heard the word mermaid in one of your books, and I'm going to maybe need that one too for my daughter.
Yeah, I think I was a mermaid in a past life or something, because I love the ocean so much and I love mermaids. So it's called Pop Manga Mermaids and Sea Creatures. So that one's full of, like, oh my gosh, selkies and mermaids and jellyfish, mermaid girls and boys and stuff. It's really cool.
Lexi's already grabbing the phone.
She's going to Google it.
You can get them in, like, any store, really. Like, Walmart carries my books, like Target. Someone actually texted me once that they saw it in Costco, and I thought, wow, that's cool. I've made it.
It's got to be, that's got to be an amazing feeling when you walk into a store. I always think I know this is weird maybe, but I always think I want to write a book. I definitely do. But I think when I'm at the airport and, you know, you're waiting for your flight and you walk, everybody walks into the store that's there to get a newspaper or something, magazine, mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you see in the front there are a bunch of books just sitting up. And I thought, that must be exciting for an author to walk into, even just like the airport bookstore and see their book.
So if you go on to Amazon and you type in pop manga, just those two words, your name, it goes pop manga coloring book with your name on Amazon. So it's easy to find your book on Amazon.
It's super
all of them.
Easy. It's super easy. You can actually find it on my website, too, which is CamilaDirico.com. And, I mean, that, you know, there's so many places that you can get the book. And, you know, it's funny that you had mentioned the airport, because I actually saw my coloring books in an airport, like one of those bookstores. And I don't do this often, but I took a selfie. I took a selfie with my book in the airport because I was like, this is the coolest thing ever.
It kind of is. I don't know why. I mean, I go in bookstores and everything, but it doesn't affect me for some reason, like when I'm at the airport. And I see the books there, and I think, maybe one day, you know?
Do they sell colored pencils with the book so you can color on your flight? That would be cool.
That would be cool.
That's smart. I mean, I actually really love the Holbein colored pencils. And that's like, they're like artist grade, so they're a little step up from the dollar store ones that you can get. But they're so, there's no other way to describe them, delicious. And I wish that you could... they sell them to like in tangent, because that would be awesome. But if you're going to color, I would go for those particular sets, because they're just beautiful.
You know, the other thing, too, is I would imagine there's a lot of therapy involved when you're sitting here coloring in your book. Is it very therapeutic, would you say?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're so caught up with like technology and all this stimulus. It's a lot for us to process. And I think if you just sit down and you just put on a record or even an audiobook or something, just nothing. Just listen to nature and just color. You go into almost a trance. And I remember that's what I experienced as a kid. My mom ran a daycare, and she's like, the way that she would calm us all down, because there was like 20 of us, she would give us coloring books, and we would just sit there, and you could hear like a pin drop because we were so focused. And I think now as adults, we have to turn off all the noise. And I think the coloring books really give us that chance to go into these little worlds and be creative, you know, tap into that inner child, you know?
The one thing, too, well, actually, congratulations to Grant Dyke out there in Spokane, Washington. He's getting a copy of the book as well, Pop Manga Catitude, coloring book. Obviously, you can find it in bookstores. You can find it online, which, did you order a book on there? Is that what you were doing? Did you get the mermaid book?
I didn't order it yet, no. But I was looking at all of them. There's like a sketchbook that she has that you can tells you how to draw. There's a ton. There's so many of them, and I want to look through all of them really good.
It makes it easy, actually, to find it like on Amazon or whatever, so that's pretty cool.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I love Halloween, so if you love Halloween, cute and creepy coloring.
Yes, I saw that one, too.
Yeah, and it has a cat on it, obviously.
The cute and creepy, the magical creatures, there's like a dragon on that one. That one looks super cool.
Can you stay with us a little bit longer, Camila? I know I said that wrong again.
Camila.
Camila.
Yeah.
I'll get it one of these days. Camila. I got to see the person face to face in order to get the name right. Camila. Okay.
I completely understand. Yep.
It's okay. You got my name wrong earlier, too, John. It's Adams, not Lap.
Oh, did I really?
Yeah.
I gave your maiden name. Well, I had to open up the show because we had an occurrence. So it was like we were jumping between chairs. So we'll be right back for more of Talkin' Pets. Don't go away. And over the break, we're going to give away another book, 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hi, I'm Bob Page. Welcome to another edition of Talking Pets Rewind. From time to time, Hollywood's finest stop by Talking Pets to talk with us and you about our pets and animals. And with so many big stars coming on Talking Pets, John Patch is never starstruck. Okay, maybe never is too strong a word.
We want to welcome on the Talking Pets, Miss Betty White. Hey, Betty, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, John.
You know, it is always an honor. It's always a pleasure. I love you.
Oh, John, I don't have to believe that, but oh, it sounds good. Thank you.
It's the truth. I love you. I mean, I really, really do love you. Betty, I mean, it's just, I'm not saying this to say it. I mean, I don't say those things. You really are the nicest person in the world.
Uh-huh.
And you make my life complete by just being a friend of yours and knowing you. Will you marry me?
Of course. I don't mean to be hard to get. Of course. It all came as a delicious surprise. If we do get married, John, we have to move into the zoo.
I'm fine with that.
It'll be a simple ceremony, but an exotic one.
We'll have our guests will be an orangutan and an elephant.
And I have a few other friends that I'll surprise you with.
But, okay, now if we have to pick a certain species, Betty, at the LA Zoo, who do we move in with?
Well, Bruno and I have sort of a...
Are you cheating on me already?
Yes, yes.
Betty, I can't believe
it. He's about a 400-pound orangutan, and he and I have a very special relationship.
Oh, no. There's another big celebrity marriage going down the tube? Even before it made the National Enquirer? Let's see how this one turns out.
Love and marriage... They go together like a horse and carrot.
Betty White, she's my new wife.
I should get a stunt check.
Ooh, stunt check. She does know John well. Maybe better luck next time.
That was Ms. Betty White. You know her, like I said, from the Golden Girls, also from Morris Animal Foundation. If you'd like to help out Morris in behalf of Ms. Betty White, please check out their website at morrisanimalfoundation.org or give them a call at 1-800-243-2345.
Or you can find that info at talkinpets.com on the links page, talkinpets.com.
Well, that was kind of a thrill. That's never happened before.
We love you, Betty.
You can't have none. You can't have one without the other.
Until next time, for Talking Pets Rewind, I'm Bob Page.
No, sir.
And you are listening to Talking Pets. Don't forget, you can listen at Talking Pets Radio on Facebook Live right now. Or you can listen on Pound 250 on your smartphone. You could also listen on Alexa, CRN4, TuneIn, or go to TalkinPets.com and click on Listen Live. But we're pretty much everywhere. So check us out. This is Talking Pets. And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Dr. Katie Meyer.
I'm Lexi Adams.
And we're speaking with, I know I'm going to get it wrong, Camila. Camila.
Hey, you got it. Camila. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Katie had to, awesome. Like, drill it in me during the break. Camila. the Errico. And the book is called Pop Manga Catitude Coloring Book. It's an amazing, amazing book. My cat, Shadow, just walked into the room with us, and she's checking things out. And but I wanted to ask you, I was going through this book earlier before the show started, and I was trying to turn pages, and you had to see me. I'm like, all right, how do I get to the next page? And I'm like, I'm trying to like separate them, and I realized really it's a thick page.
Mm-hmm. So your color, yeah. if you use like magic markers, like felt tips,
It doesn't go through,
maybe?
Is that it?
It will go through, but you can use it on the one side. So I know it's not, like, ideal, but you can use the markers. And I've seen a lot of people actually come up to me when I'm at a convention, and they'll show me their pages, and they're so beautiful. So you can use markers. It just, you sacrifice the page on the back side, but you still can, so...
So again, we're going to give away a copy of the book. Call right now, 818-818-6401. Call and you'll get a copy for the first one that Sydney, our producer at the network at CRN, picks up on. 818-818-6401. So before we say goodbye, I wanted to ask you, you say you have two cats, right?
I do, yeah.
So are they kind of your... Yeah. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Oh, no, that's okay. I love bragging about my cats, you know.
No, I do too.
So Smithers is a Himalayan ragdoll, and then Jabba the Fluff is a short-haired Persian, and they're just so cute.
So do you use Jabba for short, or do you actually use the whole name when you call her?
I call her Jabba or Jabberwocky sometimes, and Smithers is Smids. Smittykin, Slippery S, because she's she's like an escape artist. And where I live on Vancouver Island, there's bald eagles in our backyard. So I don't let them out without like parental supervision. And Smithers will like jailbreak, and you just see her outside and you're like, oh no. And yeah, so she's Slippery S for sure.
Yeah, I don't let mine go out. They actually, they go out to the pool, and the pool is caged. They go out there and run around and chase lizards, but I don't let them actually go out. And it's funny you said that. I was out at my front door talking to my neighbor the other day, and I looked up in the sky, and this, like, gorgeous bald eagle was flying around my house.
There was one on the radio tower at the corner of Kelly and Hillsborough.
Today?
Yeah.
On the way over here?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, they're gorgeous. I mean, when I see them, they're just astounding. But they're up there hunting, so you're right. I mean, if you got a small dog or a cat, I don't recommend letting them out if you have eagles around, because
it might be a little full size cat might be a challenge for
really you think
around here. Oh yeah.
Oh, eagles are big though.
They're only 7 or 8 pounds themselves.
But their wingspans and everything and those talons, I don't want them grabbing onto me.
Yeah, well, I don't want to get in a fist fight with a bald eagle.
No.
A cat, so.
No.
But I will if I have to.
So, you know, I got to say, I mean, congratulations on yet another amazing book, Pop Manga Catitude Coloring Book. Again, you can find it anywhere in bookstores. You can find it online like Lexi did here on Amazon.com or anywhere out there. And, you know, it's just a beautiful coloring book. It's absolutely gorgeous.
I'm so glad you like it. You know, that was the point, is to make something really beautiful and fun and funny, because cats are nothing but hilarious. They're like little comedians, you know, in our lives.
Yeah, they are. They're almost like little humans, like in a cat body. I call them aliens, actually. I think maybe they are aliens.
So. Yeah. Well, we're definitely their pets. I know that much.
Oh,
from having, yeah.
They
Jabba's little phone, yeah.
They have us really well trained.
They actually do. It's their house. I just live in it. So we sent another book out to Brian out there in Waymart, Pennsylvania. So congratulations, Brian. You're getting a copy of the book, Pop Manga Catitude Coloring Book. It is an astounding book. Matter of fact, with the holidays around the corner, it's actually a really great gift for a kid or even an adult.
Mm-hmm.
So
you might
want to keep that in mind, everybody, because if you didn't win one here, I highly recommend you going out and getting one, because they're awesome.
Well, I'm so glad you like it, John. Thank you so much for sharing my art with everybody.
Anytime, and we look forward to you coming back on your next coloring book. As long as you got cats, dogs, or any kind of animals in there, let me know.
Oh, yeah, you bet. I'm doing another one called Sweet and Spooky, so there's going to be a few Lucifers in that one.
Sounds good.
Lucifer, I love it.
Yeah. I'm a walking dad joke.
Well, again, thank you very much. And you like spooky stuff and everything?
Love it. I love it. Okay. Halloween is my jam.
I got to ask you then, do you have Hulu?
We don't. In Canada, we don't have Hulu. But I do have, like, I know. Yeah,
because
I have Paramount. I've got
do you have Disney Plus?
I do.
Disney Plus bought Hulu, so...
Oh, okay.
Oh, hey.
So, I don't know if you could see it through Disney Plus.
You can. You can see all the things from Hulu on Disney Plus.
Really?
Yeah.
Alien Nation. Check it out. It's amazing.
Okay. Yeah. I will watch Alien Nation.
I'm a big alien freak and like the alien movies with Sigourney Weaver and everything. And this series is extremely well done. I'm shocked.
Oh, that's the new one, right?
It's like,
my husband, we watched one episode of that. So it is on Disney Plus. You're right. Mm-hmm. I did see it.
Yeah.
And it gets better.
I love it.
Yeah. It increases more and more as you go further. So, I highly recommend checking it out. So again, thank you so much for spending the time with us. And thank you for putting out a great book and for letting us give some away. Pop Manga Catitude Coloring Book by Camila D'Errico.
Perfect. You got it.
Talk with you again
you
and
so
have
much,
a good
everyone.
Weekend.
Thank
you. You too. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. So congratulations again to Darlene, to Grant, and to Brian that are getting a copy of the book. And you're going to love it. And it is an amazing coloring book.
Yes.
It's beyond any that I've seen when I was a kid, that's for sure.
No, this is so much nicer.
I follow a lot of coloring groups. I do. I actually follow them on Facebook. There's a lot of adult people that color beautifully. I could never. I just follow them because I like to look at all the pictures that they color. I could never. But people will do like different styles too. They tend to use like pens. Like they talk about, they're like felt tip pens kind of. So it's almost like a marker pen kind of combination. And they use like really expensive ones. They'll post all the time like, this is the kind of coloring things I use. And it makes it so like they're not smudgy and stuff like that. So I'm thinking about looking at some of the pens that they use to try to maybe color some of these pictures.
Well, it's put up
I'm terrible at coloring though. I'm
it's
awful.
Put up by Penguin Random House. So if you need to check that as well. But like Alexi said, it's on Amazon, so I highly recommend that you check it out. It's a great book. So again, congratulations to everyone getting a copy of it that won, and we have our copies here as well. And I'm dying
thank you,
to see
John.
You're welcome. Happy birthday, early birthday.
Thank you, John.
It's her birthday right around the corner, Lexi.
Oh, nice. When's your birthday?
A week from tomorrow.
Nice. Happy birthday. Are you doing anything
thank
exciting?
You. I'm not sure what I'm doing. One of the folks that I worked with for 25 years is planning a party for me, a surprise party. Well, she's not going to tell me what we're doing.
Oh, okay.
I just have to show up.
Nice. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
So hopefully.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be.
Yeah, I'm sure.
She plans amazing parties.
I'm curious, actually, since we were talking cats and the coloring book and everything, and I've got my three rescues. When you had your emergency practice, did you see more cats than dogs, or did you see more in the emergency side, more dogs?
More dogs, but it was pretty close.
Really?
Yeah, like 60-40, something like that.
What did the cats, what were the emergencies all about? The usual kind of emergency for cats.
So urinary tract issues?
I had one of those, yeah, with one cat.
They get obstructed?
Now, is that usually in male cats?
Usually males,
more so than female? And why is that?
Because their urethra is smaller.
Oh,
female cats have bigger urethras, so they don't get obstructed as easily.
Mm. What causes, because she's not in here right now, but Summer, I have her on a special medication, food, which drives me crazy because she doesn't eat it all. Tubby there, Shadow, the black cat.
Yes, I see.
She will hover over the bowls and go after it. But when we get back, I want to ask you about stones and how an animal gets stones, because that's what Summer is experiencing. And I'm sure a lot of other people have that issue with their cats as well.
Has stones?
Yeah.
Oh, that's... I'm sorry, John.
Don't give me bad news. We're going to go to a break. Well, more of Talking Pets when we come back. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Dr. Katie Meyer.
I'm Lexi Adams.
And this is, of course, Talking Pets.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-824-7094. 800-824-7094. That's 800-824-7094.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today. And that's SCOE10X.com.
Bam Bam, the missing service dog stolen in Logan Square, is back with his owner Wednesday. Bam Bam, the 14-year-old dachshund, was reportedly in his backyard near Monticello and Fullerton when two men took him on June 5th. Chicago police said the 14-year-old dachshund was dropped off Tuesday night by two people at the 16th District Station on the northwest side. The dog appeared healthy and was reunited with his owner, who is blind. Bam Bam Rescue Team said after a long and emotional nearly 3 months, Angel has finally been reunited with Bam Bam. The reunion took place on the evening of August 19th, and both are now safely back together, the Bam Bam Rescue Team said in a statement. PETA said it is offering a $5,000 reward for any information leading to the safe return of Bam Bam. Community members raised $1,000 for the reward, making the total $6,000. The 14-year-old dog is microchipped. However, he was not wearing his collar when he was taken. CPD said their investigation into the initial theft of the dog continues. Visit Talkin' Pets for more news and join us on social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Dr. Katie Meyer.
Now, Lexi, I got to ask, do you know this song?
Yes.
You do know this song?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I know, Katie, I know you know this song.
Yeah, I didn't even think about how old it is.
It's up there.
It says it's from the 70s.
Is it the 70s?
I don't know. I guess 70s it would probably pop.
Probably.
Yeah. It says 70s pop on the thing.
Yeah,
so
it would be the 70s. Well, you weren't born in the 70s.
No, but I love the 70s.
You do. I mean, I remember when Lexi and I first met. She's an 80s girl. She loves the 80s music and everything. That was like, oh, I fell in love with her right then and there because I love 80s music.
Oh, yeah, it's my favorite. The Nurses Gala this year was 70s theme. And, of course, I went all out. I got myself a vest, and I got the big hoop earrings that were peace signs, and I had the bell bottoms that had, like, flower print on it.
Cool.
I was ready.
Those were the days.
To get pumped or whatever, I listened to 70s music, like Mamas and the Papas and, like, all of
I graduated high school in 1980. And in the 80s, beginning of the 80s, of course, I was at Penn State in college, so it was great. Matter of fact, my friend Brian's watching this right now on Facebook Live from high school. We have a high school reunion coming up in October, and I'm trying to decide if I can make it or not.
How many years?
Really? I almost said 45.
45?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Hush. Thanks, Lex.
I'm at 14, so.
Well, if I go, I mean, I'm mainly going to go fishing at Brian's Lake. So,
oh, that's cool.
I love bass fishing. So he was like, you got to come up. They're really biting.
I didn't know you liked fishing,
oh,
John.
I love fishing.
I mean, my God.
When I was in Pennsylvania, that's all I wanted to do. Every chance I got.
That's what I did on all my vacations growing up, because that's what my dad liked to do.
Yeah.
We went fishing for 2 weeks every summer.
I was huge on
every
fishing.
Every summer.
So, I mean, bass fishing, trout fishing, I was there constantly. Every chance I got, I was out there fishing.
I enjoy the act of fishing, but I don't like the preparation or the taking of the fish off. I have held the fish. I've been forced to hold the fish I've caught. And I was proud of myself, but it's just, they're yucky. And I don't want to touch the worm.
Yucky.
Well.
They're so scaly.
So I want to ask you before we end this hour, though, because I want to bring that in. I was talking about my cat, Summer, and having stones. How does a cat get stones? How does that happen?
It is increased excretion of minerals into the urine combined with maybe not drinking enough water. And the pH of the urine allows stones to form.
It's weird because I do see her. I have several water fountains in the house. And they love the fountains. And I see them all using. And I do watch her, especially because of that. And she is drinking the water.
Good.
She eats the moist food. You know, I've got her on the medicated food.
Yep.
The CD Good. Diet.
Yep.
And then there's... the dry food I give her, she seems to eat more of the dry food than she does the moist. So, but she does drink water, though. I do see her do that. But, you know...
How did you find out she had stones?
You know, good question. Now I don't remember, but...
She started peeing outside the litter box.
Thank you, yes. She started she did, actually. And then it got to a point where she would look at me and then pee. Like, on a rug or on the floor... And I was like, this ain't normal for her. And then I took her in to see Dr. Sue, who's part of the show as well. And she did x-rays and all and found stones. So that's when I've had her on the medicated food now for, God, maybe a year. So, but she seems to be good. She's not having any occurrences. So,
good.
So, you know, she seems to be working well on that food. I worry about her, though. But, you know, we worry about our pets because they're our extended family.
Yep.
So they mean a lot to us. So make sure you fit those vets visits in. And like I said, back onto the show, I couldn't be any more excited. I talked to John this week, and I know, Lexi, you were pointing at it. And John's the owner of SCOE 10X. And I'll tell you, out of any, and I've been doing the show for 35 years, and you know I'm always talking with product companies and so on and so forth, but out of any of them that I've talked to or any that I have tried or experimented with myself, SCOE 10X is the only one that I know that works 100%. It takes any kind of odor out, so it's awesome. Just check it out, SCOE10X.com. S-C-O-E, number 10X.com. I guarantee you'll love it on any kind of odors, not just animals. But spay and neuter your pets and help control the pet population. From myself, John Patch.
Dr. Katie Meyer.
Lexi Adams.
We say goodbye for this hour of Talkin' Pets, and we will talk with you again very soon. Same pet time, same pet channel. Talkin' Pets, always. And a special thank you to Camilla DiRico. This is Talkin' Pets.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.